Security issues are at the top of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's agenda on the last day of the annual East Asia Summit in the Philippines. Leaders of the 10 ASEAN member countries are being joined by their counterparts from Japan, South Korea and China, as well as the US President Donald Trump. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane is covering events and I spoke with him earlier.
Well, the Prime Minister had two important bilateral meetings today here in the Philippines. He met with India's Narendra Modi and China's Li Keqiang. We also heard some more detail from Malcolm Turnbull about his interactions with the host country, the Philippines. He went to watch a mock exercise in urban warfare out at an army base yesterday. He said that in discussions with the Chief of Defence here, General Guerrero, the general described Australia's assistance to the fight in Marawi recently as, quote, game-changing. That was a drawn-out battle between Philippines forces and Islamic extremists that took months and months to settle. 165 Philippine soldiers died, and an estimated 1,000 militant fighters also died. Malcolm Turnbull said the relationship is strong with the Philippines Defence Force and getting stronger, and he repeated his comments about the risk of foreign fighters moving from battlefields in the Middle East to other areas, other theatres of war in Asia, and the risk that that could pose to Australia.
Did he mention anything, Liam, about reports that a lot of foreign fighters have been allowed to flee Raqqa?
I'm not aware of specific comments, but he did certainly mention that as the Islamic State was defeated across the Middle East and as cities were their operations were rolled up, as he said, there is the risk that fighters look for another opportunity to continue with their terrorist activities, and said that this region has to be on alert and really tried to make the point that Marawi might have been a town that many Australians hadn't heard of at the start of the year, but now many have, and we should understand just how close geographically that is to Australia.
You mentioned Mr. Turnbull's bilateral meeting with China. What issues were raised there? Presumably North Korea and the South China Sea?
Absolutely. North Korea was a focus and has been throughout the three major summits over the last week or so. On the South China Sea issue, Malcolm Turnbull stressed the importance of a legally binding code of conduct to be introduced. The issue of the South China Sea hasn't been a big focus here at ASEAN and the East Asia Summit, because mostly the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte asked at the outset to leave it alone. He said, we can't afford to go to war on this. We don't want to provoke the issue, so let's leave it alone. And for the most part, that has happened.
And Liam, there was also a meeting with Donald Trump, a one-on-one. What came out of that?
That's right. Malcolm Turnbull met with Donald Trump one-on-one in his private suite for at least half an hour last night. He said that it was a very frank and very good meeting. He didn't give a lot of detail about what the two discussed. There were no other diplomatic staff there. He said it was just the two of them. So we don't really know. There were no briefing notes afterwards as to what went on.
Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane.